We are in the 13th parak. We're in the middle of Mishnah Dalad, which has been discussing in this chapter Shvuti Chutz. A person is not allowed to take something which belongs to be sacrificed, offered in the Beis HaMikdash, and bring it outside for that avodah to take place. That includes the following list: Hakometz, a person who takes the flower offering, which is generally scooped up with the three middle fingers, and the excess is brushed off by the other two outside fingers. The person would take that flower and do this avodah outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Then that's also going to be a violation, as we'll see in a second. The halvona, as well as the frankincense, which also was part of the mincha offering, v'achatayres, that when it came to the every day in the Beis HaMikdash, morning and night, there were incense, there were spices that were brought continuously. Minchas kohanim, as well as if one would take the flower offering for the kohanim, which there is no kmitza, rather the entire offering was brought into the mizbeach. Minchas kohen mashiach, the kohen mashiach, the anointed one, is referring to the kohen gadol, which is called the minchas chavitin, that the kohen gadol every day would have to bring this flower offering, minchas nesachim, the libations, shehikriv me'echad mehem kazayis b'chutz chayiv. Not even would a person be chayiv if a person would bring the entire thing outside, but even if just a kazayis, a portion of any of the things mentioned above, were brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash as part of some type of avoda, which of course was incorrect, chayiv, in that case, the person would be chayiv kares, b'shogeg b'chayiv, to bring a chatas sin offering. B'lazer poiter ad shiakavis kula. B'lazer says no. Even if a person brought a kazayis, that's not enough. It has to be that the entire amount was brought. And in the event that only part of it was brought, and even though it would equal a kazayis, nonetheless, one would be potter. B'kulam shehikriban b'fnim b'shir b'hen kazayis. Let's say that you started off doing the right thing, that it was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but then the leftovers of these various ingredients were brought outside, even b'chutz chayiv. In that situation, because there was still a kazayis left, in that situation you're chayiv, even though you already did part of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the fact is that doesn't excuse you for doing the wrong thing afterwards. V'kulan shechasru kol shehen v'kriven b'chutz pater. Concludes the Mishnah that if you're missing even the smallest amount of the kazayis, that is an insignificant amount that is being brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in that situation, pater. Pater, of course, always means pater of us. You're not allowed to do so, but one would not get the punishment of karius.